Hey!
Hi, friends! Welcome to Caroline and Rashi!
Hey! We have an exciting... Oh, we're twinning.
We are twinning.
I have a green dress I could put on today.
No, we don't look alike.
It's fine, right? We are really twinning.
Oh my gosh, where's my mic?
Oh, you don't... Okay, I'll handle it from here. All right! Use that one. We got it. Wow. I had this same chaotic moment a couple weeks ago.
All right. Well, good thing that I have a mic here. I totally thought I had my mic on, but I didn't. So here's that.
That is so funny.
Okay. Well, okay. We are good.
Yes, we are good. And maybe we are both just feeling a bit overwhelmed.
Yes. A lot of people feel overwhelmed. I feel like there's not one person that you can ask, be like, oh, well, unless you're just a very, you know, aligned person, which is what we strive to be every day.
I really try, but it's so easy for me to feel overwhelmed. Like, I get one email from the wedding planner and I'm like, oh my gosh.
It's crazy. It is nuts. And so more and more young people, actually, what they're saying, that they're feeling overwhelmed and they're having trouble keeping up. A Talker research survey found that 88% of young people feel overwhelmed by their social lives, while 83% say their online presence is exhausting and 81% are done in by their diet. Surprisingly, though, one of the areas young people say they are not overwhelmed is their place of work.
Really?
Okay, so I can kind of relate to this because I feel like at home, I'm kind of like, okay, I gotta make sure that the kids are okay and this is happening and Leon is getting picked up and all this other stuff. And then at work, it's kind of like, okay, I know what I have to do sort of thing. Because our jobs to us are fairly easy. It's just that we have so much to do.
I feel like it depends on the day at work though, because not gonna lie, I'm feeling a little overwhelmed today because I have 20 million things to do. It my minute by minute today is going to be accounted for.
Yes.
It's one of those days.
Okay.
I think when I'll finally get a break is like when you go on for the 9, then I'll maybe have like a second.
Okay.
Because just a lot of things are popping up today.
Yes. So. I think today I feel a little bit less overwhelmed because I have a special guest with me and also a show that I normally do, Anthony's doing that. So I have bit of...
And I'm doing the other show that you normally do.
Oh, you are? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
The 6:30.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Well,
yeah.
I just found out,
yeah.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And then an interview that I'm literally setting up right now and just a thing that I have to record with a reporter and just, you know, just...
And but there are those days.
It's just one of those days.
Yes.
Not complaining. It's kind of fun, honestly, because it's like you get so much done and then you're kind of like, how did I do that?
Yes.
But it'll all work out. We were just talking with my producer tonight. I'm like, how can we do this interview and make it as easy as possible on me that I don't have to like create a whole separate story on
right.
it? Like, we need to shoot this live to tape, kind of hand it off to editors,
yes.
and I'm going to go do this, that, and that. So it's just, it all works.
It's all working smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
But I can understand how it can get very overwhelming with just like everything happening in the world and you're trying to just hustle and it's just kind of like, it's not just even like personal life, even like with work life, you're just trying to get everything done.
People think though that the most stressful part of our day is when we actually go live on the news. That's like the easy part.
Yeah, that's
because we've already gone through the chaos of preparing for it and getting all the stuff done. When we come out here, it's so natural to go on air and it's just part of the day.
Well, also we're trained to where it's like when there's breaking news happening, we're not flustered. Right, like we
for some reason, no.
I don't know why. Right,
because when I look back on my career in the early days, I was so flustered,
yes.
and now it's like we know what to do, and we just know the channels
which
to go to.
Which is so crazy.
Boom.
Because if you tell me that a road is closed and I have to take a detour, I'm just turned upside down, right? Like on a road.
Yeah.
Like, but here it's like we don't have information,
yeah.
but we know this happened. And
then when we're anchoring together, she's really good because she did traffic for a long time. So you take kind of the traffic thing.
Right.
I'm kind of gathering info. It's like. It's this natural flow.
Yes,
so.
Yes. So it's good. But I think that the best thing to do when you're overwhelmed, which I've recently started to do and it's helped me, is getting up earlier than you normally do. This morning I did that. I got up earlier, worked out, and just had that like quiet me time before.
Yeah. See, maybe that's why I'm chaotic, because I didn't get up early.
But it's really made a huge difference.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, wow, okay, I'm aligned to where I can try now and tackle the rest of everything that's going to be.
Oh, I still got everything done, just in a much more crunch time.
So then that happens to me.
You go in the state of like, I was at the gym for almost 2 hours, like got it done. But it was like come home, eat really quick, and get to work. So it's like boom, boom, boom. Where if I would have just gotten up and did the 9 a.m. class.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. As long as you plan it out, and I think that's the key to everything. Totally.
You're so good, though. You probably still got up at 6 in the morning, even though you're working late tonight.
I did.
Yeah,
but
knew it.
We'll be right back.
Tipping culture is absolutely out of control.
Out of control.
I am so sorry. It really is. And the fact that I even think, like, if I just go to a counter and get, like, a bottle of water and I'm supposed to leave a tip, are you for real?
Yes. And then here's the other thing is when you're ordering online, am I supposed to tip you?
Yeah. I go back and forth with this because I don't know. Like, when did this even start? When was tipping at Chipotle ever? Like, when did that start? You know what I mean?
Well, it's everywhere now. And the thing is,
when did it start at McDonald's? And are these people even getting the tips? You know what I mean?
Well, here's the thing is, like, if you decide to go custom zero, which totally makes you look like a bad person, then are you going to do something to my food before?
I order from this one place a lot, and then it's like close to here, so then I can grab it. And I do tip them. I feel like they do work hard, so I'll leave like a dollar.
I know where you're talking about, and I do too.
Do you? Because also they know who we are.
So. Yes. So that would be really bad
so
too.
I'm like, always like, oh my gosh, I don't want them to be like, Caroline over at Fox 26 doesn't tip.
Right. But then it also makes our situation like a $20, $25 thing every single time.
This place is it's sort of like a Chipotle style place where you kind of like go and you can customize your order or you can like order it online. And so it's all really healthy ingredients, high quality.
Yeah.
I mean, they've gotten rid of seed oils and everything. Like, they're super transparent. Love it. But man.
But here's what we're talking. Yes. We're talking about, though, things that you would normally not need to tip for. For instance, Frontier Airlines flyers are saying,
stop it.
They're fired up online over the carrier's request to tip flight attendants when buying snacks or drinks.
Stop. No.
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 Here's why. There's a minimum 18% tip suggested.
What?
Caroline. Frontier says this isn't a new policy. It actually started 6 years ago to boost crew pay. Critics say they already feel nickel and dime when flying, but some passengers say they don't mind tipping as a sign of appreciation. Like, I get we're all struggling here in some regard, but if you're trying to get a sandwich or whatever that the airline may offer, I mean, if this wasn't a long flight, I don't understand why you would need to
This is
tip.
Crazy because flights are already expensive and there are already flight attendants on there handing you whatever anyway. Also, I fully support tipping at places like nail salons. Like,
yes,
I always leave a tip for
them.
And I honestly will increase that tip if I got a pedicure and they did a really good job massaging me or something. I do increase that tip. I'm a firm, you know.
Yes.
It's the hairstylist. I do tip my hairstylist.
But these are services.
Yeah. And I feel like she does a really good job. But, like, freaking handing me a box of cheese and crackers, are you kidding me?
No, it's ridiculous. There's so many other places where I've had to tip or like had the option, and it's just like you feel bad saying no, but I mean, they make it so easy for you to just say 15%, 18%, or 20%. But anyway, it's just I guess people are just trying to tack on those prices. I know that there's convenience fees as well that are added on just to help with waiters and waitresses and whatever expenses that they may have, so I get it. But it just goes to show also the fact that it was 6 years that Frontier Airlines had this and nobody really noticed it. Because, you know, when you get your receipt, you just kind of like pay.
Yeah.
You don't. After the taxes word, I don't
that
really
seems
look.
Seems ridiculous.
Yes.
But we have a very special guest in the house today, and I'm so excited. I think everyone's going to be surprised.
Yes, they are. I didn't even tease this anywhere, but I'm so excited to introduce you to one of my favorite people in the whole entire world.
Should we leave it be a surprise?
Yes.
Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back.
We have a special guest.
There he is, Ryan Lincoln Gotera, my son. Aww. I know a lot of people don't know that I have, there he, oh, he's so cute. A lot of people don't know that I have two kids.
I know,
so some
I
people love it. Don't, yeah, so I have a five-year-old who, Liana, we love you. I know that she wanted to be on too, but this is Ryan, he is eight. You're gonna be in what grade?
Eighth.
No, you're 8 years old. You're going to be in what grade?
Oh, I got mixed up yeah. with my
age and grade.
Age, yes. But third. In
third grade. Yes, this is the first time he's on TV. And so tell us what you want to be when you grow up.
An architect.
Wow. Right. How'd you come up with that?
Because.
You can look at Caroline or me when you're talking.
Because I know that architect is cool. Mm-hmm. Because you get to design like cities, buildings. And then they could be actually in cities or like in the world. So that would be cool.
Yes.
Is it because you like to build Legos?
Yeah, I like to build Legos also.
He does a really good job. He actually, me and him together, we built this airport and we have video of it. So we have some video. There we go. So what are we looking at here? This is the runway, right?
That's the runway. As model planes are, are planes because we couldn't find any. There's a model plane.
Yeah.
Well, that's how, and then you can't say anything else.
Well, I got some video of the other stuff, too.
Yeah, there's planes over there. You can't see them.
I see Southwest.
Yeah.
Yes. Woo-woo. And then there's a traffic control tower, parking lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
You built this all?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. This looks like a lot of work.
And what is it called?
Helen Airport. I don't know why I came up with that.
So you came up with Helen Airport, and you want to build it before the World Cup, right? Because a lot of people are going to be coming.
Yeah.
That's what you said?
Do you play soccer?
No. I do not like soccer.
Oh, you don't?
No.
But you like one sport.
I like baseball.
Yes.
Yeah.
I heard you're pretty good at it.
Yep.
Okay, you know you and Caroline share something very big in common. Do you know what that is?
Disney World.
We are... My dad, my grandma and grandpa, and my, not my mom, but, and my sister and my dad, we are going to Disney World in September.
Yay! Yay! I heard you were so surprised when you learned of that.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about going to Disney?
That it's like, I like the Toy Story Land.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's
Toy
really
Story
cool.
Land.
Yes, yeah.
I like
that's
roller coasters.
Hollywood Studios, right? Mm-hmm.
Remember, it's not Disneyland; it's Disney World.
Yes,
yes, Disney World. We haven't been to Disneyland yet.
I'm so excited for when you guys go to Disneyland. They're both great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're fun. I've been to both, and I think you'd like. I think you'd like both. What about Star Wars?
Star Wars. I like Star Wars too. Mm-hmm. And I also like baseball, like I already told you.
Yes.
Now, who's your favorite baseball team?
The White Sox.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Who's your favorite player?
My favorite player is Luis Robert Jr.
Oh, nice.
On the White Sox. But the White Sox stink.
Are you kind of an, have you adopted the Astros, too, though?
No, we're okay. Yeah. But the Astros are nice though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's good. But you really like the Texans.
Yeah, I like the Texans.
Okay, and that's you're gonna go to training camp for the Texans. Actually, we're trying to do Caroline Rashi a Texas
I know.
Training camp
we
as
need
well.
To reach out about that. That would be so. Maybe Ryan could join us for that one.
I know that would be a
that
lot
would
of
be
fun.
So
yes,
that
would
oh,
be
that'd
so
be crazy.
Good.
That would be so
great.
Crazy. So Ryan, so what have you been doing this summer ahead of going to, you said you're going to third grade?
Yep.
What have you been doing this summer?
I'm going to Destin?
Yeah.
I went to Destin. Not going, I went to Destin.
And that was fun.
Yep.
What'd you do?
Go to the beach.
Yeah.
You played games too?
Yeah.
You spent time with your sister?
So I gotta ask you, what's it like seeing your mom on TV all the time? Are you used to it? Is it just normal or how is that?
Well, I don't really watch her.
Can you tell everybody what you just rated your mom on the first two blocks of Caroline and Rashi?
A 5 and a 7.
Out of 10.
And Caroline was a 10 and a 8.5.
Yes.
And how did
yes.
you come up with this rating system?
Because I told my mom before, because I you know, like, see how you guys did.
See how you guys do, yes. And
what's your favorite thing about that your mom does outside of work for you? Like, what does she do that's like fun or cool, or what is she good at being a mom at home? What's one of your favorite things that she does?
Play airport.
Oh, that's fun. I love that.
Yes.
That's so cool. Did she help make the tape on the floor to make the airport?
And all that stuff.
Is that in her living room floor?
Yeah.
No, it's the game room.
Oh, yeah. the game room floor.
Yes. So if there's other kids out there that are watching right now, what would you say that are going to first grade or second grade and maybe a little nervous, what would you tell them?
Just, you know, like, you're going to learn more history stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to learn more when you go to, you know.
School and stuff.
School.
Yeah, yeah. But it's good to listen to the teacher.
Yeah.
Do your homework.
Yeah.
What about making friends?
Making friends?
Mm-hmm.
Well, making friends, you just have to, like, you just have to get them, like, to, you know, how, I don't know how you can describe it.
Basically, you just talk to them and see some of the stuff that they like.
And then they can get into their friend.
Yeah, your friend group, right?
Yeah.
And one of the things that we had talked about, there were some kids that were possibly not being nice to another kid or something, and then you just tell that kid, hey, that's not cool, right?
No, that's not cool.
Right. Being kind is the way to go.
And then walk away. That's what you do.
Yes.
I love that. Yes, how's the food at lunch?
It's pretty good.
Do you eat that food or does your mom pack you lunch?
My mom packs me lunch. I haven't ate that food. I've only ate it one time.
So I hear you.
One time.
I hear you don't like eating your sandwich.
Well.
I didn't think that was going to be aired out here. But
what's wrong with the sandwich?
He started to eat sandwiches.
He's starting to eat it?
Yeah, he's starting to eat it. Yeah, because it makes you stronger, right?
What is your favorite food, though?
What?
What's your favorite food?
I would go with fries.
Oh,
yeah. Everybody
I like
loves fries
too.
Yeah.
By the way, my grandma makes fries.
Oh, yeah. She makes them from scratch and they're super good.
Yeah, they're super good.
Yeah, that's one of the things he loves doing. All right, awesome. Well, are you looking forward to third grade?
Yeah.
What are you most excited about for third grade? Do you know who your teacher is or anything yet?
No.
Not yet. Okay, well, hopefully soon we'll find out. I think it's great that, you know, he's been able to tour, like, and see other people and stuff like that. And he was with our general manager for Uncle Dart for a little while, and he got all this, like, fox swag.
Oh, yeah, probably more than we have.
Yeah, we were talking about Egypt.
Yeah, and they were talking about Egypt and architecture and this French person apparently designed Washington, D.C., so now we're going to go to Washington, D.C. and try to figure that out.
Oh, that'd be a good trip.
I want to travel a lot.
Yes,
that's why I want to travel a lot. But keep what you're saying.
The European architecture is like more circular instead of like the streets being straight, which I didn't even realize.
Okay.
I guess
yeah,
in
that
Washington, D.C.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That makes sense.
My FB is about to go out. But yeah, no, it's you know, we... You want to tell them really quickly about, this is a whole other thing, about how we helped the people in Kerrville too, what we did?
Oh yeah, we helped them like get food and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
there were other kids too doing that as well. So it's encouraging. I think that's really good.
That's so great that you went and picked out the items. I heard you got the kids some Capri Suns and donated them.
Yep.
That's awesome. Are you over it? I think he's had enough. He's like, all right. Enough, guys. Enough.
Caroline's like, let's have him for the whole show.
I haven't had enough.
No, it's just cool for him to look at himself on TV.
I bet.
That's cool. Yeah,
it's hard not to look at
yourself,
huh?
It's kind like
there's a big studio.
Yeah.
There's all these lights. It's all new.
Yeah. So. If you guys don't know that this is actually a whole big studio, this is not just this little room. It's just a whole big studio.
Yeah. So
it's a whole big studio. Weather's that way. Green things that way.
Green screen, yep.
Yeah, there it is.
Go stand over there. Yeah, go stand over there in the green screen.
Go stand over there.
Look at that. Maybe you'll be able to see. Let's see.
Whoa.
Can you put a weather graphic up?
I don't.
Okay. Look at that.
We can't get the weather graphics in, but that's so cool. That's what it is, Ryan.
Yes. One day maybe you can point and do it. Yeah. Okay.
You like watching? You like watching the weather, Ryan?
Yeah. No.
No. What? No, because he gets scared sometimes, or just kind of.
No,
like...
I do not like watching the news.
Said weather.
What?
The meteorologist. Do you like watching the meteorologist?
You like drawing maps and stuff.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. I should have brought my paper. Okay, yeah. Bye, Bean. Green screen.
Yeah, bye, green screen.
Good job, Ryan. That all was right. So much fun. Come over here. Give me a hug. Aww. You're the best. Thanks for coming on and
this
co-hosting.
Is so great.
You're
yes,
so
fun. Thank you. You did so good.
You did so good.
All right. Well, thank you guys for keeping up with us here on Caroline and Rodney.
Now you met. She does have a son. Yes. We'll bring Liana on soon.
Yes.
I think he could have hung for all three blocks.
I think so, too. Yeah. It's just like the getting used to it and just like all the lights and looking at yourself and all that. Hey, that was us.
I hope next time I'll be on Caroline Rodney. Next time I come, I hope.
Yes.
You will.
You're invited, back.
Anytime.
Yeah, I hope.
Awesome.
Well, all see
right.
you then.
Can you say, that's all we have time for? Bye.
That's all we have time for. Bye.
Bye. Bye, Brian.
If you haven't watched Star Wars, just watch it if you're 5 years old. I watched it when I was 4. Bye.
Iconic.
Iconic. Iconic exit.